Ah, yes, yes, great question. I believe there are three different styles of coping. The first style of coping is called the compliant personality, and this neurotic need involves moving towards people. The style relies on affiliation and dependence. Often these children become dependent on their parents or caregivers in order to receive attention and affection. This attention and affection then provides the child or individual relief from their anxiety. When these children grow up, the same coping style is used to deal with relationships. This coping style will be expressed as an intense need for love and acceptance. The second coping style is called the aggressive personality, and this neurotic need involves moving against people. This coping style centers on aggression and assertiveness. Children that have this kind of coping style find that fighting is the best way to deal with an unpleasant home situation and deal with their feelings of insecurity by bullying other children. As adults, these individuals tend to lash out with hurtful comments and exploit others. The third coping style is called the detached personality, and this neurotic need involves moving away from people, and this style centers on detachment and isolation. Children with this type of coping style handle their anxiety by withdrawing from the world. These children tend to need privacy and are often self-sufficient. When these children are adults, they continue to avoid things such as friendship and love, and also tend to gravitate towards career opportunities that require little to no interaction with others. It's important to note that a person who is not neurotic can express all three trends as situations present. Also, the trends are not mutually exclusive and can be integrated within a harmonious fashion within the personality. There is one more component of my series that I feel I should talk about, that is the idealized self-image. All people, everyone, has an idealized self-image that they create for themselves. This image is based upon what we believe our perceived image of perfection will look like within our lives. However, at times, individuals start to engage in several processes that are not helpful or healthy. One of these processes is referred to the tyranny of the shoulds. In the tyranny of the shoulds, people tell themselves that they should behave, be, or relate to others, the world, and their life in a certain way. In doing so, the individual is setting themselves up for failure, as the individual is never able to obtain the unrealistic self-image that has been established. Finally, sometimes individuals engage in a process called externalization. Externalization is when individuals project their own conflicts onto the outside world. This process will help to temporarily reduce anxiety, but will do nothing to reduce the gap of the idealized self-image and reality.